button flicker finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
In 3 hours, Heller will be tried for war crimes against humanity. If he is proven guilty, he will be executed in accordance with our laws.
When the trial begins, you may have an opportunity to escape. You have to take it, even if it's dangerous.
When Dad told me to take the briefcase to Omar, Debbie followed me.
Debbie saw the warehouse where we're holding Heller?
Yes, but Father found out she was with me, and now he wants me to get her over here. You know what that means.
Debbie, thank you for coming.
Sure.
I need you to build a firewall around Station 4.
Who's that?
Her name's Marianne. I just want to make sure she doesn't stray outside the area for her assignment.
Fine.
Listen to me. The terrorists have just announced that they are going to try and execute Heller in less than 3 hours. Bring the man in now.
I don't think that's the right call. I believe that if I follow them, they're going to lead me to Secretary Heller and the men who kidnapped him.
Jack Bauer is no longer cooperating with this investigation. All departments seem to be working on the location and capture of Jack Bauer and the hostel that he's tracking now.
Right now, our first priority is to find these terrorists. I'm going to need satellite surveillance to help me track them without being seen.
You want me to steal satellite bandwidth from CTU without anyone knowing?
Yes. Am I going to have satellite coverage in the next minute or two?
I'm sorry, Jack. It's going to take at least another five.
I'm going to have to figure out a way to keep this guy here. Keep working on it.
Everybody put your hands up now! You don't move!
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Slowly, move back to the corner.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency.
Everybody just stay calm. We'll be out of here before you know it.
Jack sprays a security camera with shaving foam.
You. Hop up on the counter, black out that camera.
The shopkeeper spray foams the other camera.
Anybody else working in the back? Put your hands up. Move over there with the others. Now!
Satisfied that he has the situation under control, Jack removes his mask and points his gun towards Khalil and the three other customers caught in his fake robbery. Meanwhile, Curtis enters Driscoll's office.
Do you have the IDs of the other two?
I don't know yet. If I did, I'd tell you.
I'll keep you updated.
Thank you. Yeah, please do. Briefing in 5 minutes. County just reported that Andrew Page was taken into their ER in critical condition.
Page? The programmer Jack went to pick up?
That's not all. The bodies of two unidentified Middle Eastern men were found at the site, gunshot wounds.
Bauer must have done that to save the kid. Where'd they find all this?
Moore Park. It's getting out of control. We lose an agent, now one of our only witnesses has been disabled.
What about the hostile on Bauer?
It's still at large.
Aaron, we have less than 3 hours before Heller's executed in front of the country. Maybe we shouldn't concentrate everything on Bauer and pursue all the leads.
Except for Heller's son, we have no other leads. I want all tactical teams working on finding Bauer and the hostile.
You got it.
Keep moving back towards the corner. Move! Everybody get down on the ground. Lady, get down on the floor!
Take it easy.
Shut up! You want to get through this, lady, you listen to me. You understand? Get down on the floor now! I want your wallets and your cell phones. Make it quick.
Khalil surrenders his wallet but withholds his cell phone.
Where's your cell phone?
I don't have one.
Where's your cell phone?
Jack kicks Khalil in the stomach, body searches him, and takes his gun and cell phone.
What's this? You some kind of cop?
No.
What do you need this for?
Protection.
I get my money, no one gets hurt. Do I make myself clear? You in the cab. What's your name?
Doug.
Doug, give me your keys.
The shopkeeper's keys.
Which one of these opens the front door? Which one?
The brass one.
Out in the forecourt, a woman jumps out of her van and flounces towards the store. Jack sees her coming, pockets his gun, turns off all the lights, and rushes over to the door to meet her.
Hi, I'm sorry. We've got an electrical problem with the store. We're closed right now.
I just need a pack of cigarettes.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to the gas station across the street. Thank you.
Jack locks the door and turns the sign over to read closed. Please call again. He hurries back to the cash till to check on his would-be hostages. that remain face down on the floor and phones Chloe back at CTU.
O'Brien.
Is satellite up yet?
No, I have to reposition without Driscoll noticing. Where are you?
When I'm Mercury, Mart, and Somas, I had to stage a robbery to keep the hostel in place.
What?
It was the only way I could stop from getting back on the road. How much longer?
It's gonna take 10 minutes.
Son of a bitch. Chloe, please hurry.
I'll get back to you.
Chloe? Driscoll's on a briefing.
I'll be there in a couple minutes.
Chloe, now.
Chloe moves away from her workstation and quickly hurries back to close all the dialogue windows left open on her desktop. A message reads, "Configuring new protocol. Please wait." Marianne to Curtis.
Where are you going?
For briefing.
Should I be in there?
No.
Hi, I'm Marianne. I'm helping out today.
Okay.
And you are?
This is Chloe O'Brien, our senior sysdec. She doesn't have time to chat either, Marianne.
It's nice to meet you, Chloe.
As some of you know, about an hour ago, a hostile abducted a witness in this case, Andrew Page.
Do we have any idea where this hostile is now?
No, but we have general direction of travel. County Emergency Services just called this in. His best route of escape is the freeway. He'll likely dump his vehicle and try to hijack another one. This is Andrew Page. He was apparently tortured and about to be killed when it seems Jack Bauer intervened. Assuming this took place in the last half hour, and that the hostile was continuing east, he's somewhere in the northeastern corridor of Ventura County.
We'll coordinate with Caltrans, the CHP, and Ventura Sheriff to set up watch points. I want every available resource on this. Edgar, take the lead in satellite positioning.
Sir, you'll coordinate with NSA. That's all. Thank you. Chloe? I'm sorry about Andrew. I know he was a friend of yours. They said there's a good chance that he'll pull through.
Thanks.
And Chloe? There's nothing you could have done.
10:07. Driscoll immediately heads over to Sarah, already seated at her workstation.
I want you to put a pipeline in Chloe's system.
What for?
She knew about Andrew Page.
How do you know that?
It's her reactions, which means she's been in touch with Jack Bauer.
Well, I'll need her access code.
Driscoll quickly taps in the code. Meanwhile, Jack skims through an armored car delivery schedule.
Doc! Get over here now!
An out-of-shape, unshaven man in baseball cap and jeans clambers forward, his hands raised.
Open the safe.
Doug taps in the code and swings open the safe door. Inside is little more than petty cash.
That's it?
Yeah. Why don't you take it and leave? I won't say anything to the police.
When's the armored truck make its pickup?
About 12:30. What, you want to rob the armored truck too?
Shut up. Get back in the corner. Move!
Jack bags the money.
He's gonna keep us here another 2 hours. We have to do something to stop him.
10:08. Omar tries to contact Khalil.
Damn it. Something is wrong. Khalil is not answering his phone.
Maybe he's out the range.
No, not for this long. Check with our people in the area. Find out if anything has happened to him.
Omar to the guards outside Heller's cell.
Khalil may not be here in time. We'll have to start booting up the routers without him. Take care of it.
Let my daughter go. You don't need her.
She has already been useful.
Please. I'll do whatever you want.
I know you will. That's why we are keeping her.
I don't care if you kill me, but if you kill her, even your own people will see you as a barbaric pig. Is this what your religion teaches you?
Dad. Calm down. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Where's your medication? Your nitroglycerin, where is it?
I left it in the car.
My father has a heart condition. He needs his medication.
A The guard turns his head away in bloody-minded disinterest. 10:10. End of part one. Part two. 10:14. Driscoll to Sarah.
Any indication Chloe's been in contact with Barrett?
No.
Keep watching.
Chloe suddenly becomes aware of Sarah watching her. The pipe system starts to flicker on screen. Chloe has an idea and decides to phone Edgar.
This is Edgar Styles.
Here, it's Chloe.
Why are you calling
me? I need to talk to you in private. Meet me at our pads.
When?
Now.
Sarah follows Chloe with her eyes as she crosses the main concourse and heads for an area behind some stairs. But she fails to notice Edgar loop round in the other direction, heading for the same place.
Why do we meet like this? I'm busy.
Edgar, I need you to help me.
Help you with what?
I think Sarah piped into my system.
Why would she do that?
Driscoll must have asked her to, otherwise she wouldn't have had access.
Well, if Driscoll's spying on you, I'm sure she got a good reason. I'm not getting involved.
I've been in contact with Jack Bauer.
What?
That's right. Now you're involved. So you're either going to help me or you're going to turn me
in. I'm turning you in.
Jack can find Heller if he's allowed to follow the hostel, but Driscoll won't let him.
That's her call.
She's wrong.
That's your opinion. These decisions are not ours to make.
How about if you do it as a favor to me? How many times have I helped you since you started here? A lot. What about the first 2 weeks when I had to do all your work for you because you were too nervous? You owe me.
You're asking me to do something that can get me fired.
Not if I say I ordered you to do it. Remember, I outrank you. I take the heat.
What do I have to do?
I need to reposition the satellite for Jack, and I need to do it now. Since Sarah's piping my system, we have to use yours.
Okay.
Send it to Archives 3. I transfer my calls there.
As Chloe reconfigures both of their systems, Marianne has been watching their conversation from the balcony above. 10:17. Heller becomes enraged by his prolonged captivity and rails at a poker-faced guard that stares back with all the intelligence of a mollusk.
I want to know who's in charge here. I want to speak to the man who was just in here.
I'll speak to him later.
No, now! I am the Secretary of Defense of the United States of America. You will listen to me.
Dad, don't make it worse.
What do you mean, worse? What could be worse than waiting around here to be murdered by a bunch of lawless, godless thugs?
Dad, calm down.
I don't want to calm down. Don't tell me to calm down.
What's the point? We're here, okay? The best thing we can do is keep our heads and hope that someone comes and...
Hope? Hope that we get rescued? We have to do something. We have to take on.
Dad, what is it? What's happening? Dad, just, okay, try to take a deep breath. Look, help me, please. I think he's having a heart attack. Dad, look, you've got to lie down. Lie down. You've got... Dad, are you listening to me? It's okay. He's coming.
Step back.
Hurry.
Step away from him.
You need to lie down now, please. Hurry. Look, you've got to
get... away.
Heller attacks the guard. Audrey runs out of the cell, picks up a heavy metal spanner, dashes back to her father and smacks the guard hard in the stomach. Winded, the guard collapses onto the ground and doesn't move. Heller takes his pistol, and with Audrey close behind, they make their escape. In a nearby corridor, an armed guard runs into them. Heller quickly shoots him dead. And tossing away the handgun, steals the dead man's Kalashnikov machine gun. He checks the breach.
Still with me?
Yeah.
Heller guns down another of his captors, only to be quickly surrounded by angry machine guns pointing at them on all sides.
Put your weapon down. Slowly.
Heller looks across to Omar and surrenders his gun to the floor.
Both of you, hands on your head.
They comply.
If another one of my men dies, your daughter will be killed.
10:19. As Jack questions Doug, Khalil grabs a can of pesticide spray from the shelf.
When the armored truck pulls up, how many men come inside?
Two. One stays by the door and one picks up the money.
They park in the front or the back?
In the front. By the street.
Come on, let's go. Everybody up, we're moving to the back of the store. Now!
Stand over there.
The longer you keep...
Brett!
Shut up! Let's go!
Khalil attacks Jack with a spray, but Jack takes him down.
You try that again, and I will kill you. You understand me? Get up. Now! Move to the back of the store.
Jack watches with dismay as a police patrol car pulls up onto the forecourt.
Damn it. Everybody in the freezer, now! Not you! Move! Everybody makes a sound, I kill all of you.
Jack locks the others in the back room freezer as the puzzled policeman taps on the glass of the closed shop door.
Doug, you in there?
Make him go away.
Jack hides just out of sight as a frightened Doug fiddles with the keys and eventually opens the door to the policeman.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I was in the back room.
And how come you're close?
I'm taking inventory.
In the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Sure everything's all right?
Yeah, fine.
You don't look fine, Doug.
I'm just a little tired. Thanks, Bill.
You mind if I use the head?
It's broken.
Something's wrong here. Now you gotta tell me what it is, or do I have to come and see for myself?
Don't even think about it. Step inside now. Move! Grab the counter. Doug, lock the door. Give me the keys. Just go over there, give me his gun and his radio. Move, come on!
Khalil watches Jack from the back room, and Doug does as he's told.
They got his cuffs. Officer, put your hands behind your back. Cuff him. Go back to the freezer. Let's go.
Jack bundles Doug and the officer into the back room freezer and locks them all in. Khalil stands aghast. Outside, Jack stares back at him through the dirty glass and tries to figure out what to do next. 10:26. Dina serves Debbie a drink of iced tea.
At this time, we have no more information regarding the kidnapping of Secretary of Defense James Heller and his daughter Audrey, other than the image you are now seeing, which was...
My husband and I realize we've been unfair to you. We've treated you as badly as we have been treated ourselves by certain ignorant people.
Well, it was pretty obvious he didn't approve of us going out. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, we hope you'll accept our apology.
That means a lot to me.
That said, there's something else I want to discuss with you.
What's that?
This morning, you followed Berus to his father's warehouse.
Oh. I thought Berus was seeing someone else. I got jealous.
Oh, I understand, but Mr. Arrows moved his inventory there because he's been robbed a few times. And we've been trying to keep that place secret so it doesn't happen again.
I promise I won't tell anyone where it is.
Good. And you haven't told anyone yet?
No. I haven't talked to anyone but Bruce today.
Well, then, let's set out.
Thank you for inviting me here, Mrs. Ross.
It's my pleasure. Has Bruce ever shown you pictures from when he was a child?
No.
Show her, Bruce. Have a look at these. I'll be right back.
Debbie thumbs through Beru's baby pictures.
Oh, my God. That's not you.
It is.
You are so cute.
10:28. Dina picks up the kitchen phone and calls Navi, who waits at a cafe, staring into his laptop.
Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome. Have you been following this, Mr. Arras?
Yes. It's horrible.
It makes it so difficult for the rest of us when people from home do these unspeakable things.
I agree. Yes.
The girl didn't tell anyone.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good. It'll be taken care of then.
So?
Have Baruz do it. He created this problem. He should be responsible for solving it himself.
I agree. I'll call you when it's done.
Thank you.
Bill's radio.
2129, this is Station 4. There's a 211 in progress at 2221 Mill Road. Cross Street Cedar. Two males seen leaving bank with shotguns. Respond, code 3. 2129, do you copy?
Stand back from the door! Step back! You. Are you Unit 9?
Yeah.
You tell him you're on your way. One wrong word, and I will kill you. Now.
2 Charles 9.
Help! We're being robbed!
2 Charles 9, we have help on the way.
Get up! Now!
Now's your time to let us go before the cops get here.
Shut up. These people are your responsibility. You better start talking to them.
Jack locks the door on his detainees, and they breathe a sigh of temporary relief. 10:30. Driscoll gives Chloe a sly glance from the corner of her eye as she passes by. Chloe scowls back. Driscoll continues on her way and meets Sarah in the corridor.
Sarah, has Chloe had any contact with Bauer yet?
No.
What about the work she's doing? Could it be on his behalf?
No, I've been watching her system.
Chloe is not stupid. Assume she's taken measures to protect herself. Maybe she's co-opted the help of someone else inside.
I'm not quite sure how much of my time you want me to devote to this, Mr. Driscoll.
I expect you to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, Sarah. Chloe's loyal to Bauer. There's a good chance that she's helping him. Find out how.
Sarah looks over Edgar's shoulder at his monitor. Edgar quickly closes the window.
What are you doing? It looks like a satellite screen.
It was. I mean, it is.
A satellite for what?
They're trying to find Bauer, remember?
Division's already doing that.
I'm just going over what they're doing. Sometimes they miss data.
Do they know that you're doing that?
Yeah, they know what I'm doing. Yeah, call them if you don't believe me.
Relax, Edgar. I don't have to call anybody. Do what you have to do.
I will.
Sarah watches Chloe walk away from her desk.
Do me a favor. There's a chance that Jack might try to contact Chloe. If you see or hear anything, call me, okay?
Why would Jack try to contact Chloe?
He just might. Let me know.
Sure.
Chloe settles into the workstation behind the stairs, checks around, then calls Edgar on the phone.
Edgar Styles.
Edgar, what did she want?
She wants to nail you to the wall and take a piece out of me, too.
Remember our deal.
If you get caught, you don't take me with you. And if I get caught, you say you ordered me to do this.
You don't have to repeat the deal. I'm the one who came up with it. Did you reposition the satellite yet?
I'm working on it. Leave me alone.
Driscoll in her office.
No, let them stay in the field. We'll use our own people for that.
Hang on, Ed.
Yes, what is it?
Driscoll, your daughter's online, too.
I'm busy. Tell her I'll call her back.
She says it's important.
Fine. Ed, I'm going to have to get back to you.
All right.
Okay, bye. Maya?
I need you to come home.
What's wrong?
I'm having a bad day.
Sweetheart, have you been taking your medication?
No.
If you don't take it, you're going to feel bad. Now you know that.
It numbs me. I don't like it.
Do you like feeling like this better?
Come home.
I can't, Maya.
Why not?
Listen to me.
I'm want you to take the pills, and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
You promise?
Of course I promise. What are you gonna do?
I'll take my pills.
Good.
Do you love me?
You know I do.
Then why don't you say it?
I love you, Maya, okay? I do.
Okay.
Dina approaches Behrouz and Debbie, who sit cozily on the sofa.
Behrouz, can I see you for a moment?
Yes. Be right back.
Behrouz follows Dina into the hallway. She stops next to an antique table, and as Debbie pours through the photo album, Dina furtively opens one of the drawers.
Talk to your father. We both agree you have to be the one who take care of this.
A gun is in the drawer.
But she didn't tell anyone.
And we're fortunate that's the case. But she still saw the warehouse. And she could tell the authorities about it if she's ever brought in for questioning.
This is riskier than letting her live. If she disappears, her mother will call the police.
By the time this day is over, the police will be too busy to look for a runaway girl. Now, take it. Don't make me bring your father into this. Just take her to the basement and do it. Don't think about it. Get it over with.
Like an angel of death, Dina slides darkly up the stairs. Behrouz holds the gun in his hand and stands frozen with horror. 10:35. End of part 2. Part 3. 10:39. A confused Behrouz shuffles towards Debbie as she admires one particular photo, the gun hidden behind his back.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want to make a copy of this one. Can I take it home and scan it?
Sure.
Behrouz stuffs the gun into the back of his jeans and slyly checks that his mother isn't watching them.
We need to get out of here.
What?
You're in danger.
Are you kidding? From who?
Don't ask questions, just come with me.
What?
Trust me.
Behrouz.
Trust me, Debbie.
Debbie fights for air as pains begin to rack her body.
We're okay, come on.
I can't.
Why not?
What's wrong?
I don't know.
What's wrong? Answer me, Debbie, what's wrong? Come on, Debbie, what's wrong? Get up, Debbie, we need to go, come on.
Please help me.
Come on, Debbie. What's wrong, Debbie, come on. Debbie, come on. Debbie, what's wrong? What did you do to
me? I didn't expect you to be able to do it.
Debbie. Come on, Debbie. Debbie!
Heartbroken, Behrouz rests a lifeless body on the carpet. Dina creeps toward him as he morbidly picks up the gun and broods.
Give me the gun.
Dina holds out a coldly maternal hand.
Give me the gun.
She hisses at him like a cat.
Hey!
He tearfully surrenders the gun, and his fury-like mother looks down on him with icy disdain.
I am so disappointed in you.
As Dina stealthily climbs the stairs like a dark panther after the kill, Behrouz weeps over the limp, tragic body of his teenage Juliet. 10:42. As Jack waits interminably for satellite coverage to allow him to leave, another police patrol car drives purposefully onto the forecourt. This time, they're fully prepared and point their shotguns at the besieged Mercury Mart. One of the officers contacts the store phone from his cell.
Yeah. This is Sergeant Dennis McGrath. You know your surroundings.
You should know that I've got hostages. And I will kill them if you try to use tear gas and send your men in.
Let's not go there yet, okay? Who do you have in there?
The owner, two men, and a woman.
What about Officer Dodson?
Yeah, I got him too.
You only need one hostage to protect yourself. Keep Officer Dodson and let the others go.
I need to think about that.
Jack rolls the ski mask onto the top of his head, ready to pull over his face. The officers train their weapons at the store. He ducks down out of view and heads into the shadows. Meanwhile, the message satellite active flashes up on Chloe's screen, and she contacts Jack.
Yeah?
We've got satellite coverage.
Okay, good. The suspect will be free in about 5 minutes. He'll be traveling on foot on Route 11.
I'll find him.
Jack rolls down the ski mask and takes a moment's pause to gather his wits before bursting open the door to the backroom freezer and threatening the hostages with his gun.
One of you is coming with me.
Jack scans their frightened faces in mock selection. Khalil looks away.
You.
Khalil.
Come here. Put your hands up against the rack. Now! Everybody else, to the back of the cooler. Move! Open the door.
Jack forces Khalil out of the cooler at gunpoint.
Lock the door with the chain. I will let you go as soon as we are clear. But if you try and be a hero again, I will kill you. Do you understand me?
I understand.
Good. Let's go. Which car is yours?
Blue Lexus.
Jack frog marches him towards the exit.
Unlock the door. Move.
Tell those officers to put their weapons down and take 5 steps back.
Okay, calm down. We're going to try to help you through this.
Tell them to do it now.
Okay, drop your weapons and move back!
Jack drags Khalil towards the Lexus, shouting at two more officers to his right.
Stand back!
Do what he said! Step back! Step back!
Khalil's Lexus.
Open the door. Buck, open the driver's door.
If you try and follow me, I will shoot him!
My count. Get in. 1, 2, 3. Move.
Go, go!
The Lexus burns out of the service station and onto the main road.
Calling a roadblock. Suspect driving east on Route 11. One hostage.
10:46. With his gun still pointing at the back of Khalil's neck, Jack removes his ski mask. Khalil drives on.
Move the rearview mirror to the right so I can see out the back. There.
When do you let me go?
When I feel like it.
Who are you?
What do you mean?
You don't seem like the kind of guy that needs to rob a Mercury Mart.
That Mercury Mart was a money drop. There was supposed to be 18 grand in that safe.
Don't you know that?
We're done sharing. I'm not gonna forget your face, and I've got your driver's license. You talk to the police, it's not gonna be hard to find you. Do you understand me?
Won't tell them a thing.
Okay, pull over here.
Now!
They pull into a dusty lay-by.
Move! Start running. Now!
Khalil runs back along the road away from the car. Jack jumps into the front seat and drives away in his Lexus. He flips open his cell phone and contacts Chloe, with Khalil's fleeing image still clear in his rearview mirror.
O'Brien.
You got him?
Yeah.
Good work. Now download his position to my PDA.
And stay reachable.
I will.
Placed on the dashboard, Jack's PDA shows a map with Khalil's grid position. 10:48. End of part 3. Sarah on the phone.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Hold on a second. Ms. Driscoll?
Yes, Sarah, what is it?
You have a phone call from a man who says he's your neighbor, a George Kliakov. He says it's about your daughter.
What line?
6.
George, it's Aaron.
Aaron, there's been another incident with Maya.
What's happened?
She came into the backyard where Evan was playing and she started screaming at him again.
Is Evan okay?
Yes. Fortunately, I was home. But this is the end, Aaron. I've got to protect my boy.
Did you call the police, George?
Yes, I did. They're on their way.
Where's Maya now?
She went back to your house.
I'm very sorry, George. This will not happen again.
It can't, Aaron.
Ms. Driscoll, is everything all right?
No, it's not.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes.
Driscoll whispers discreetly to Sarah.
I need you to call LAPD Westside and find out who they dispatched to pick up my daughter. She has a medical condition. She suffers from schizophrenia. There was an incident with one of my neighbors.
What would you like me to do once I find out who they dispatched?
Tell the officers to cancel the call. I'll take care of it personally.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible. Once a call's in progress, don't they have to follow through?
CTU has preemptive privilege over local.
Yes, but that's only in a national security situation.
Sarah, I'm asking you to do something. Should I ask someone else?
No. I'll do it.
Send a unit over to my house. One medic, one field agent. Bring Maya back to our clinic.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Curtis.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks. I found Jack Bauer.
Where is he?
In Somas. He's still tracking the hostile, only now he's using satellite.
How do you know that?
DOD just called to complain that someone over here was stealing bandwidth. I took a look at the imagery and found him.
All right, bring them both in. Who logged onto that satellite?
Chloe.
Chloe, why are you logged on to an active DOD satellite? All right, you're done here.
Whatever, I was gonna quit anyway.
You're not being fired. You're being arrested. Call security. Edgar, lock up for systems and take control of all our files.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to call Jack Bauer now.
With Driscoll and Curtis pressurizing her, Chloe has no choice but to contact Jack.
Yeah?
Driscoll wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about?
Hello, Jack.
Aaron. Look, I've got some information for you.
The hostile's name is Khalil Hassan.
Stand down, Jack. It's over.
Aaron, right now Hassan is free. He's looking for a car and a phone. Once he has those things, he's gonna lead us straight to Secretary Heller, I promise.
You can't know that for sure.
What have you got to lose? You've got him on satellite. Just bombard the area with a receptor beacon.
Send a team to pick up the hostile.
Damn it, Aaron! If you do that, everything I've done over the last 2 hours will mean nothing!
I'm glad you finally figured that out.
Aaron!
Take Ms. O'Brien into holding.
Ma'am.
Edgar? You have it up on satellite?
Yeah. The hostile's flagging down a car.
A pickup stops by the roadside.
You need some help?
Yeah, I just...
Khalil punches the driver in the face and drags him out of the truck onto the dusty ground. He tries to get up, so Khalil kicks him unconscious onto his back, turns him over, and takes his phone and wallet from his pockets. Khalil turns on the cell phone and speeds off in the pickup. Curtis and Driscoll witness the whole sequence of events by a satellite feed patched through Edgar's monitor.
Curtis, give me the feed down here. Sarah, what's the load on the cell tower in that area?
About 40 to 50 calls.
The personnel on every call record every call. Let's see if he contacts someone.
Khalil flips open the stolen phone and dials a familiar number.
Yes?
Omar, it's me.
Where have you been? We've been worried.
Everything's fine.
I'll explain later.
Where are you?
I'll be there within the hour. Is the broadcast on schedule?
Yes.
We're about to prepare Heller.
Hurry.
10:57. Marianne to Edgar.
Edgar.
Not now.
Yes, now. How do you feel about what's happening to Chloe?
What do you mean?
She's not just going to lose her job. She might go to prison.
What do you care about all this?
I overheard the conversation you had earlier. I know you were working with her behind Driscoll's back.
What do you want?
I want to make sure I have your attention whenever I need it.
Sarah.
Thanks, Robin. Miss Driscoll, we got the call.
Put it on speaker. Cue it from the top of the call.
Omar, it's me.
Where have you been? We've been worried.
Everything's fine. I'll explain later.
Where are you?
I'll be there within the hour. Is the broadcast on schedule?
Yes. We're about to prepare Heller. Hurry.
Looks like Jack was right.
Tell the teams to stand down. Keep tracking Hassan by satellite.
Meanwhile, Chloe is led into a holding room by security guards. Heller and a tearful Audrey nervously pace up and down their makeshift cell, and Khalil plows on unwittingly through the Californian canyons, leading CTU straight to Omar. Jack follows close behind, tracking Khalil on his PDA, still hooked up to Chloe's satellite feed from CTU. 10:58. As Jack rounds a bend in the road, two police units appear from a side road and create a roadblock in front of him. Jack's way forward is completely barred, and he comes to a stop. The officers jump quickly out of their cars and train their weapons on the Lexus. Jack reverses, only to encounter two more units approaching from behind at full speed.
Damn it!
Get out of the car!
Out! Get out of the car and put your hands in the air!
Trapped from both sides, Jack considers his gun resting on the front seat. Jack surrenders with his hands in the air and does as they ask.
Step away from the car! Take two steps forward!
Down.
On your knees! Put your palms down! Put your chest flat on the ground! Keep your hands down! All the way down!
Jack is handcuffed and arrested. 11 a.m. The end.